This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mudd at the 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders. He had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome here to ScoresBroadcast.com here at Tecumseh High School. Here for a pair of district finals today. First off, the game between the Jackson Center Tigers and the Legacy Christian Academy Knights. And then in the nightcap, we have Middletown Christian versus the Fort Laramie Redskins. I'm Brandon Coverman, alongside me, Chuck McBee. And Chuck, first game here today featuring Jackson Center, 10-13 out of the Shelby County League. They finished 4-8 overall on this season. Getting to this district final, a pretty good path for them overall, defeating Ansonia early on, 36-26, beating Cedarville, edging them out at Versailles on Monday, 39-37. Jackson Center this year under third-year head coach Tiffany Brown and some experienced seniors such as Presley Reese and Kendall Reese and, of course, McKinley Riker, who was a first-team All-Shelby County League selection, looking to get to the regional tournament for, I believe, the first time since 2017 when they went back to the state Final Four under old coach Jeff Reese. But this team today, a challenge they face in Legacy Christian.
Well, I think the challenge for Jackson Center is they've had some injuries and they got some people back now. And you have to start getting the proper rotation again, get the right people on the floor. But I think Jackson Center is peaking at the right time, and Legacy Christian has a real good legacy in the tournament. They've had some really good teams in the past, a couple of teams that got to the regional. So it's not going to be a walkover for Jackson. They're going to have to play well today.
Well, and you were referring to the injuries. The injuries there was to McKinley Riker, and I know you hadn't really had the opportunity like I had seen the Jackson Center girls play this year, but McKinley is really what they would say the straw that stirs the drink, so to speak, for this Jackson Center team. Sometimes offense has been hard to come by, but McKinley has got a younger sister, Tatum, that really in her absence has really matured and is a freshman but won't play like a freshman.
Right. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about Tatum. I'm looking forward to see her play. I watched McKinley last year, and of course then I watched her in the regional volleyball. She's an outstanding athlete.
Yeah, superb athlete going to Walsh University to play Division II volleyball there. Of course, this is a district final here today. If they advance on and win today, they'll go on to the regional semifinals at Butler High School, and they'll take on the winner of Mississinawa and Rushi, who are playing at 4 o'clock at Sydney High School. So it could be a potential Shelby County rematch. Of course, all the regional action at Butler High School, which we'll, of course, have here on scoresbroadcast.com. On the other side of the docket, we have Legacy Christian at 21-2 here today. Out of the Metro Buckeye Conference, they're led by a couple pair of players in averaging double figures in Allie Solomon and Ava Combs. The Metro Buckeye, a little interesting of a conference. It's, you know, maybe not the typical strength that maybe the Shelby County Athletic League typically is, but they do have, I mean, if you look at their record and the access that we have looking to, they have those two losses. Those two losses are to Minster and Hamilton Baden. And they came up and they played New Bremen at that shootout in Versailles on Martin Luther King Day. So certainly they do test themselves out of conference.
Well, and that's what you have to do. I think as you're a growing program, you got to continue to play better teams during the season, even if it hurts your overall record. He gets you ready for games like this.
And talking to their coach, Mark Combs, he talked about Jackson Center being a very talented and very well-coached team. They actually saw them at summer camp down in Cedarville, which typically a lot of teams in this area do. And he talked about their size and physicality, which talking about Jackson Center basketball is always a given, their size and physicality and how fundamental they are, well-rounded on defense. And sometimes, you know, and that's the opportunity, the Metro Buckeye and Shelby County League don't really collide heads too much in the regular season, but you get an opportunity to see them in times like the summer, and you're thinking, you know, you and I have both coached, and you're thinking months out, you're like, well, we might see this team in a district or in a regional, so you're keeping that thought in the back of your mind for
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely, yeah. You play summer ball, you go to all these camps, you're watching the kids from, if you know you're going to see them during the season, you're paying attention. I mean, you're letting your kids have fun, but at the same time, if you're the head coach especially, your mind never stops. You're always the coach.
I'd like to remind you of the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, from storm doors to garage doors. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality to building components. And for these teams here tonight, the key building components are for really Jackson Center just getting going on the offensive end, you know, hopefully scoring. If they can score up there to, like we say, the magic number, maybe about 40, 45 points maybe here tonight, it would tip the scale in favor of the Tigers here tonight.
I think they definitely have to get in the 40s. If they can get the 45 points, I think they win the game.
And again, I would say kind of the opposite there on those building components for Legacy Christian is really preventing, you know, Jackson to that race to get to 40. Jackson at times, you know, will struggle a little bit on the offensive end, but I think that was when mostly McKinley Reichert was out. But like I said, Tatum Reichert is not playing like a freshman here either. You feel like there's a magic number. Whoever gets to that first will be the district champion here today.
Yeah, Legacy's going to have to keep McKinley Reichert off the boards, and they have to limit how many putbacks that the Jackson Center has in the game today.
And these are the key building components of today's game. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors, garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you to Ken Francis and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, door specialists everywhere. And again, like we said, the first of two games we have here today. And of course, Fort Laramie going to be taking on Middletown Christian here after, you know, the ceremonies for the districts, the cutting down of the nets that we have here today. And obviously, again, the Shelby County and the Metro Buckeye League facing off again. We know this game's going to be a little more closely contested. You know, Laramie's a heavy favorite, obviously, in the second game. But Shelby County has a chance here in this new seven-division format to really flex their muscle even more.
Absolutely. And the thing about Fort Laramie is they're playing without Maddie Shadow, who is one of their top three players, their third scorer, and that they're still trying to get a rotation going from her injury late in the season.
And just trying to get some familiarity there. And we'll talk about that obviously more throughout the game. And Laramie with a chance, of course, to clinch their eighth straight district title in their 1,000th win in program history here today at Tecumseh High School. We'll step aside, come back with more pregame. You're listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, getting ready for the district final here at Tecumseh High School between the Legacy Christian Academy Knights and the Jackson Center Tigers. Of course, Legacy Christian sitting at 21-2, champions of the Metro Buckeye Conference this year, facing Jackson Center 10-13, who finished fifth in the Shelby County Athletic League. And like I said, this is a chance for people, you know, to really understand Shelby County basketball and how strong it is that the Jackson Center Tigers can pull off a win here today.
Yeah, I mean, teams come into these tournaments and the records are really lopsided for the team that's not from the Shelby County League. But they see defense and they see things that they haven't seen all year, because all of these teams in the Shelby County League come out, play really good defense, and they're going to be physical, and Legacy's going to have to be prepared.
And like talking to Coach Mark Combs, like we talked about just a little bit earlier, talking about how good fundamentally that Jackson Center is and how well-rounded they are as a team. You know, it's just 10-13, you know, I'd seen some low points at Jackson Center in the game they dropped at Houston in December. And then, of course, the injury to McKinley Reichert throws that record off a little bit. And talking around to people and asking them, is McKinley Reichert back? I said yes. And they're like, well, that adds another dimension to the Jackson Center team. And, of course, with her sister Tatum now playing very well here, not playing like a freshman anymore, playing more like an upperclassman.
Right, and she needs to play well because McKinley won't let her eat breakfast if she doesn't.
And so we'd like to remind you that the Shelby County Veteran Services at 133 South Avenue in Sydney provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation of VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry. To name just a few, Shelby County Veteran Services is here to ensure you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office, 937-498-7282. That's 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more information, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org or look for us on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Like we said, the winner of this game going to the regional semifinal at Vandalia Butler High School, that on February 26th at 7:30. Supposed to, of course, be the second game. We talked about how that game, I know you, Jack, and I had talked about how that game might get, you know, moved around even a little bit or might get pushed back a little bit depending on, you know, the other game that this game is waiting on. The winner of this game will face either the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks or the Rushi Raiders in that regional semifinal at Butler High School. So like we said, there's a possibility that this game that's supposed to be scheduled at 7:30 for the winner of this game gets pushed back to 8. Potential, obviously, if Jackson Center win, we will be there to cover that game there. But it all depends, I know, if the Rushi girls just win today. But they're in for a really good matchup against Mississinewa.
Oh, absolutely. Mississinewa is a good basketball team, and Rushi, they have the ability, and I think they're very well coached. They just have to have a good scoring, because sometimes they go into these scoring droughts, and this is not a team you want to do that against.
And we talk about a team, you could refer to a team like Rushi, kind of similar to Jackson Center in a way, where the scoring, you know, comes and goes at times, but Mississinewa has got the WOAC Player of the Year in Taylor Woodbury, who averages around 17 points. 8 assists a game, back-to-back WOAC Player of the Year. I actually believe that Taylor is, but Mississinewa looking to get back to the regionals for the second year in a row, and like we said, that's scheduled for 7:30 at Vandalia Butler High School. The first game is at 6 o'clock, and that'll feature either the winner of our next game, which is Middletown Christian versus the Fort Laramie Redskins, facing a winner out of the Central 2 District, and the winner out of that Central 2 District was Delaware Christian, nipping Columbus Wellington 36-33 last night. So that Central District, of course, making another long trip over to Vandalia Butler High School. And, of course, not the Northwest District coming down to Vandalia this year.
Right. And that's how Carla, she has always liked it. If she had a chance to play a team that was coming from the Central, she liked to do it. Plus, she used to do that even if the MAC team was coming down. You know, I know they had Minster and a couple. They had Marion one year. They had New Knoxville when they were good. She has a tendency to like to play those teams besides, so she doesn't have to repeat somebody she's seen in the season.
Yeah, and exactly the point. You go to a regional semi, and you're trying to make your regional semi maybe a little easier and maybe get over that mental hurdle right away instead of having that linger because, yeah. Of course, over the course of the season, it's basketball is just a long season, and it gets mentally draining. Like, you know, a month ago at this time in January, you know, you're mentally drained from going to practices. It's cold out. You know, it's nasty out. And you've got to try to motivate your team in some way and say, hey, we got this team right here on our docket instead of playing a team from the Central District that doesn't know us that you should be favored to beat by 40.
Yeah, and I mean, and playing somebody different gets the kids excited. They, you know, they don't go into it with, well, we beat them by 40 in the regular season. And no matter what you say to a team, you can't. They're not stupid. They know they're better than somebody. So, you know, you got to be careful. And talk about practice and wearing them out. When you get to this time of the year, when we got to tournament time, my practices were cut to like maybe 30 to 45 minutes of actual on the floor, maybe another half hour of time prepping and game planning and everything with the kids. You didn't want to be out there running your legs out anymore.
Exactly. Long season and everything, and just trying to keep the kids interested is a good part, too. You know,
depends on what kind of season you had.
Exactly. So we're going to step aside here. We'll come back with some more pregame here from Tecumseh High School. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, getting ready for a district final here between the Legacy Christian Academy Knights and the Jackson Center Tigers. Of course, Legacy Christian with that 21-2 record, and Jackson Center with that 10-13 record as we're getting ready to go here today in our first of two district finals here from Tecumseh High School. Of course, the nightcap after the district ceremonies will be the Middletown Christian Eagles versus the Fort Laramie Redskins. The winners of these two games will have the right to punch a regional ticket at Vandalia Butler, the Student Activity Center there, again on February 26th, which is a game we'll, of course, have here live for you on scoresbroadcast.com, and, of course, having some more games throughout next week as well, and we'll talk about that later on in our coverage here today as we're getting going here. And, again, we just talk again about these Legacy Christian Academy Knights, but one thing we kind of talked about is kind of, you know, looking at Legacy warm-up, look to be pretty legit, and they look like they're they're fundamentally sound.
Well, the 6'4" girl, I was watching her because I wanted to, you know, see what kind of shot she had. I always watch when I watch shooting. I don't see where the ball goes. I watch elbows, and she was shooting jump shots from about 8 to 10 feet. Nice form, nice jumper. Second thing you like to watch is if they ever shoot any free throws, which drives me crazy when teams don't shoot some free throws during their warm-ups. But, yeah, they're going to give Jackson everything Jackson wants today. It should be a fun game.
And, of course, where we looked at Jackson Center early on in the season, we know that third-year head coach Tiffany Brown here at Jackson Center had struggled with injuries at time, like we were talking about earlier here in the pregame, and McKinley Reichert, you know, being out for a while kind of was really hurt Jackson Center, but they did get one player back in Kendall Reese, and Kendall tore ACL in the offseason but had been able to come back. Has been a little bit of a boost. Like we said, scoring's going to be the big thing here today. First to 35, a first to 40 might be the difference in this game, might impact, okay, who's going to win this contest here and who's going to be a district champion and go on with the right to face Rushier Mississinewa.
Right. Well, it's going to come down to the team that turns the ball the least, the team that rebounds and doesn't let the other team have putbacks on them, and stopping team. If somebody starts a run, you got to think about how you're going to stop that run so you don't fall way behind.
And an 8-10 point run in a game that we're anticipating being in the 30s or 40s
Absolutely.
Is a huge swing one way or the other. You know, an 8-10 point run might seem like a 15-20 point lead to some other people in this contest, but like we said, it will be a great matchup here today, and we'd like to remind you that the Schaefer Market is new in town in Fort Laramie off State Route 66. We are now your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market on South Main Street in Fort Laramie has truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we now offer Winners Meats, McHaffey Pies, Waver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches, and the market Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer more of a variety selection of soft drinks. Stop by today and see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market. That was formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie is your new community go-to store. Again, here, the first of two district finals, like we said here today, between Jackson Center and Legacy Christian Academy. And the winner of this game getting their right to punch a ticket to the regional semis at Butler on February 26th at 7:30 p.m. We take a look at this Legacy team. Looks like they've got a little bit of size here. I mean, when you just go around and look at them, like we said, they've got three girls that average really close to near double figures. It looks like their starting lineup is very balanced. Allie Solomon, 13.8 points a game. Ava Combs, 11 points a game. Allie Graves, 9.6 points a game. And Autumn Allport, 8.1 points. Game for it drops off to Anna Sweeney at 4.6 a contest, but it seems like it's going to be more of the Solomon, Combs, Graves, and Allport, and then how much support do they get behind them here tonight?
Absolutely, and I'm looking down the list here. They're a very young team. A lot of freshmen and sophomores on this group, and a lot of them that play. So that's another place where Jackson Center, if they can put pressure on a guard that doesn't like to go left, and you jump on her right hand and force her left, I promise you she'll kill herself before she puts it in her left hand. And that's the kind of defense you need that they're going to have to play today.
And, of course, you take a look at the advantage on the Jackson Center side, talking about Legacy Christian being younger. Besides really Tatum Riker, these girls have gotten experience, whether it's Presley Reese, whether it's McKinley Reichert or even Kendall Reese as well. They've got that experience that Coach Tiffany Brown has got in her back pocket, and you hope, you know, can be a factor at some point in this game as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's in her third year. She's got a good handle on this team. The kids love her, and that's what you need. You need your kids to love you and your kids to run through walls for you, and that's what she's got going on.
Well, we're going to step aside here. We'll come back here for our starting lineups and tip-off here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters. and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Back here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'd like to remind you that Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is a proud sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. It's Schaefer, a proud sponsor on ScoresBroadcast.com is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Marmy. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil is also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. This is a fourth-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie, energy for today and for tomorrow. As we get ready for the starting lineups here, Brandon Coderman and Chuck McPhee giving you the action here between Legacy Christian Academy and Jackson Center playing here in the district final for the right to go to the regional tournament that will be played again on February 26th at 7:30 p.m. The winner of this game will take on the winner of Mississinewa Valley and Rushi, as right now they're going through the non-starters of Jackson Center, which always throws me off when you get to tournament. You never do, you never do the non-starters during the regular season. Now you get to the district, you get to regional, and they start throwing you off with the non-starters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these kids practice every bit as hard as the kids that get all the attention, so I don't think it's a bad thing.
Absolutely, and you coach for years, and you know some of those kids, they get pulled up for JV, and they're kind of used as practice dummies for a while as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's tough being a youngster on a, especially if you got a senior-laden good team, because they knock you around a little bit.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups for Jackson Center, 10-13 overall, 4-8 in the Shelby County Athletic League under third-year head coach Tiffany Brown. Their starters, number 10, a 5'9 senior, Presley Reese. Number 14, a 5'10 senior, first league all Shelby County, McKinley Riker. Number 20, a 5'6 freshman, Tatum Riker. Number 24, a 5'8 senior, Kendall Reese. And number 34, a 5'6 senior, D. Lichtenberg. Of course, Jackson Center under third-year head coach Tiffany Brown. Jackson Center's path in getting here, they defeated Ansonia last week at Versailles. And then nipped Cedarville the other day, just a couple of days ago, here taking on Legacy Christian Academy as Jackson Center trying to get back to their first regional tournament since 2017. That year they made it to the state final four before ultimately falling in that game. As we're going through the non-starters here for Legacy Christian. And going through the starts for Legacy Christian at 21-2. Number 0, Autumn Allport. Number 10, senior Allie Graves. 5'7 sophomore, number 14, Ava Combs. 5'7 senior, number 15, Allie Solomon. 5'6 junior, number 22, Anna Sweeney. The head coach of the Legacy Christian Academy Knights is Mark Combs, who has been there for a while. And, of course, Legacy Christian has been familiar, you know, with the Shelby County Athletic League and with really even the WOAC and some of these other teams. They've been a frequent in these district finals.
Yeah, they came onto the scene probably about 6-7 years ago. I'd never heard of them, and they had a young lady named Hess and a girl named Honor, and that was a really, really good basketball team, and they had Tri-Village beaten that year at Troy to keep them from going to the regional and let it get away at the end. So that was disappointing for them and me.
Get going here. We got some cheerleaders as well for Legacy Christian, which I don't think I've ever seen in a high school girls game in a long time.
Not at this. Usually, if you get to what used to be Columbus, but you get to Dayton, some teams have them, but it's pretty rare.
Tip is controlled by the Tigers. With it out front is Tatum Riker. We'll give it out up over to D. Lichtenberg. Lichtenberg to Reese at the top of the key, trying to get it to Riker. Nice job by Legacy. Looked like they kind of bumped the cutter there, and looked like they were trying to get it to Riker, and it's an early turnover for Jackson.
Well, I mean, they got a set play, and Legacy stopped it. You can't just throw the ball where she's supposed to be.
Tigers come out in the zone, 2-3 zone here. Trying to work it in the middle. Tigers get a steal right back. It's Presley Reese, and it's going to get it deflected right back by Legacy Christian. Here comes Allie Graves. And over to the right side, back in the corner to Combs. Combs flips it around. Goes back around top of the Graves in the corner to Combs. Ava Combs going to let it fly. Too much on that one. And Presley Reese pulls down the board. Legacy in man-to-man. McKinley Riker out top. Up over to Tatum Riker. Back to D. Lichtenberg. Four seniors in the starting lineup for third-year head coach Tiffany Brown. Out top, here comes Preston Reese. Knifing on the inside to the basket. It's deflected and hits off of Reese's knee, and it'll be Legacy basketball. A Reese with a good take, but just a tough break there for the Tigers. As Coach Mark Combs calls out a set here for his girls. And the Tigers still staying in that zone. Ball in the corner, three-pointer fired, and no good there by Allie Graves. It's going to be Tiger basketball off the deflection. And Legacy going to attack with full court pressure here.
Yeah, it's a noon game. The girls look like they're a little sluggish. I think they'll wake up here soon.
Kendall reset with it. Full court pressure, trying to get over, trying to get the count off her. Back over to Tatum Riker. Riker just gets it across the timeline just in time.
9.6.
And up there, top to McKinley Riker. Riker looking to the right side of Lichtenberg, but it's picked off. Right up here in the forecourt. Going ahead is Autumn Allport. Stopped by Riker. Will throw up a wild shot, and it's pulled down by McKinley Riker and an ensuing foul by Allport.
I think the key to that statement was threw up a shot.
And nice job by Riker to get back, cut her off to that spot on the left block. Ball ended stolen again here. It's Allie Solomon with it. 2 minutes in, no score yet between Legacy Christian and Jackson Center. Working in on the inside, up over to Solomon, kicked out in the corner, three-pointer in and out here, but there's a rebound there on the inside by Solomon. Wild scrum ensues, and there's going to be a foul against the Jackson Center Tigers.
Well, we've played 2 minutes and 13 seconds, and Jackson hasn't gotten a shot off yet.
We've had at least three threes for the Knights here so far. That foul going to go against, looks like maybe McKinley Riker. Or actually, I have to take it back, it's Kendall Reese who it'll go against. Of course, Reese injured in the early part of the season, come back mid-season. That's the fourth three-pointer by the Knights. They still haven't connected yet. Lichtenberg gets on the floor, and we got a jump ball there. It's going to keep it with the Knights. But boy, a lot of just quick sets early, and Legacy letting it fly.
They're against that zone. They're taking the first three that they got. If they start making them, they're okay.
Grays will pull it out front. Back against this Tiger zone. 5:30 to go here in the opening quarter. No score yet. Legacy trying to go on the inside. Pass it around, and there's a double dribble out front. Nice call by the official, and it'll be Jackson Center basketball.
Against the zone, you got to take the ball. You got to dribble into the seams, make people play defense, and then you're going to find people open. You can't just pass around the perimeter.
I think that's a good point. You got to make people work. And as Reese comes up, gives the ball up over to McKinley Riker. Riker back over to Kendall Reese. She'll take the 18-footer. It's off the mark. Shot no good. Pulled down by Riker. And there's a, I don't know if it's a foul. They're going to call a jump ball.
I think they just called it out of bounds. It certainly was at least a held ball.
Tigers will have it out under their own basket. Riker gets it into Kendall Reese. Flips it over to D. Lichtenberg. I look for Reese on the back door. Ball tipped out front. It's going to stay here.
With those slow little bounce passes they're trying to throw as entry passes, Legacy's all over.
And again, that's where that backdoor game might creep open later on in this ball game if you're Jackson Center.
Well, you got to bring it to a side, post up Reichert, and let her be down on the block. Let's see if they can guard her.
Physical game here early on. 3 minutes gone by here on scoresbroadcast.com, and no score yet here between Legacy Christian and Jackson Center. Riker out front, trying to find a teammate. It's over to D. Lichtenberg, left side. Back over to Presley Reese. Reese drives in the middle of that man-to-man defense, throws up a shot off the glass, and no good. Rebound down to Anna Sweeney. Comes Legacy up ahead, cross-court pass. They're going to fire another triple, this time from Ava Combs. And not able to hit pay dirt yet is Legacy, but they get the offensive rebound. Combs on the inside, and we got our first score of the game.
There you go.
That goes to Autumn Allport.
That's the first shot they've taken that wasn't a three.
And Legacy still applying that full-court pressure here. Here comes Tatum Riker. Kurt Freshman had a really nice game in double figures against Cedarville. Flips on the inside to Sister McKinley, and she goes up, and she's fouled on the backside. And she'll go to the line for two free throws. That foul going to go against Allie Solomon. Solomon, the lead scorer for Legacy, averaging 13.8 points a game. As Riker at the free throw line. From the free throw line here, McKinley this year, 68%. As she connects on the first one, gets Jackson Center on the board.
68% is a nice percentage free throw line.
And Reichert going to connect on both of them. So McKinley Reichert with two free throws. We're knotted up at 2-2 with 3:47 to go in the opening quarter. We've got a substitution in for Legacy Christian. It's Liz Dry. That's in top of the key. Three-pointer's good. That right there from number 10, Allie Graves. So there they finally got one to fall, Chuck.
Yeah.
5-2 with 3:26 to go in the first quarter. Legacy Christian ahead. And as that ball's tipped away, and it's stolen by Legacy. Here come the Knights up ahead. They go back and forth. Lichtenberg gets the ball away. Another quick trigger three by Legacy. Shot's no good. Rebound pulled down and a foul by the Tigers. And the offensive boards, I mean, really, Legacy's been crashing too. I mean, they struggled to, Jackson Center struggled to rebound out of that zone here early.
Well, the problem with shooting threes, the team shooting threes against your zone, you're right, is that you don't rebound well out of a zone, and a lot of three-point shots come off long.
And there's a turnover inbounds by Legacy Christian. Comes full court pressure. Back over to Tatum Riker. Riker gets it across the timeline here at Tecumseh High School. First of two district finals here today. D. Lichtenberg up front. Tries to look on the inside. They'll flip it over to Presley Reese. Reese trying to clear it out. It's on the inside for McKinley. Gives it up over to Kendall Reese. Back to Tatum Riker in the corner. McKinley Riker driving baseline. Spins around. Kicks it out. Presley Reese. Left wing three. Too much on that. And the rebound pulled down by Liz Dry. A low scoring first quarter here. But Legacy leads 5-2 controlling the basketball. As they work it around here, it's Solomon up on the right wing. Solomon will give it back up over to Allie Graves. Graves back out up top as Legacy slowing things down here a bit. Ball in the corner, it's Ava Combs. Combs spinning on the inside, going through the middle, throws a high shot up, and that somehow hits pay dirt there for Ava Combs.
She had a smile on her face after she saw that go through. She was surprised.
And we got a timeout here by Coach Tiffany Brown. And we'll take it with them here. 7-2 with Legacy Christian ahead of Jackson Center here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I'd like to remind you that Cutaway Styling and Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling at 40 years for Cutaway. We'll style you, you'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner and stylist Dick Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicap accessible. Yes, that's 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Salon at 15 Elm Street here in Fort Laramie. As we got 1:50 to go here in the first quarter, it's 7-2, Legacy Christian against Jackson Center. I think they're making a scoreboard correction there.
They're correcting who they called the foul on.
Two team fouls here on each side, and they're informing both Coach Mark Combs and Tiffany Brown of what's going on here. Legacy still applying that full court pressure. This ball into Presley Reese, does the Tigers. Reese gives up over to McKinley Reichert, back to Dean Lichtenberg. Over Reichert on the inside to the basket. McKinley Reichert scores. First field goal of the game at 1:33 for Jackson. McKinley with all 4 points here. Keeping the Tigers around this low scoring first. Took us about 4 minutes to get our first score of the game. Here as Legacy Christian throwing it around. Solomon out up top playing with Graves there. Out front just working it around the arc here with 1:10 to go. In the first quarter, they get it on the inside here to Allport. Back cut there by Graves, and Legacy Christian will throw it away. So still some full court pressure here. Back over to Preston Reese. Gets a screen from Lichtenberg, and Jackson Center gets around that fairly easily. Back up top, Tatum Reichert in the corner to Kendall Reese. Reese back to Preston Reese in the short corner. Reese turns around, kicks it back out to Kendall. Kendall left side. Kendall looking to go on the inside, back to D. Lichtenberg. Tatum Reichert out front. Back over to Preston Reese, back to McKinley. McKinley looking to drive baseline to the basket. Hoop in the horn for McKinley Reichert. And she's got a chance to tie this ball game up here late in the first quarter.
What a strong move that was. She had somebody hanging on her shoulder.
And we talked about in the pregame about how Jackson Center had struggled without McKinley at times, and you can tell why. She is the force, like I said, the straw that stirs the drink on offense for Jackson Center, and she cans the free throw there. She's got all 7 for Jackson Center here. We're knotted up at 7, 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Legacy Christian and Jackson Center here at the district final here at Tecumseh High School. Ball worked around the arc. Solomon left wing is out up on top. Goes back to Solomon on that wing. She'll fire a triple in and out. Rebound back down to Legacy. That shot's no good, and Kendall Reese will pull away the board. Chance for a 2-for-1 opportunity for the Tigers to close out the first quarter, but it's taken away by Solomon at midcourt. Solomon looking to go to the basket. Got it tipped away. Solomon gets it back. Kicks it out to Combs. That left wing 3 for Autumn. Allport, nothing but net as the time expires for Autumn Allport. And it's a 10-7 lead for Legacy Christian over Jackson Center as we played one quarter here at Tecumseh High School here in the district finals. We'll step aside and come back with the second quarter of action here next. You're listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com as it's the beginning of the second quarter of action. Big three there. I mean, Jackson Center had the chance to maybe take the lead and get a 2-for-1 opportunity to begin the second quarter, but big steal by Legacy Christian, and they're really applying the pressure as they lead 10-7 to start the second quarter.
Yeah, they're just sitting all over Reichert's, Tatum Reichert's right hand, forcing her to go left.
Back cut Lichtenberg. Lichtenberg blocked. It'll stay with Legacy Christian.
Legacy got a nice little crowd behind us, don't they?
We got a great crowd, like we said, cheerleaders, and said this is a unique venue here at Tecumseh High School. Bombs away, right wing 3 is good by Presley Reese, and we're knotted back up at 10. Big shot by Presley Reese, first bucket by someone not named McKinley Reichert. And that's big for Jackson Center. So you need that veteran leadership here if you want to win this district title game here today. Ball's on the inside to Dry as it works out up top over to Ava Combs. Goes out to the right side to Graves. Cross-court pass here over to Ava Combs. Back out Solomon. Get it in the short corner. Nice square-up shot. And that shot is good from 13 feet away by Autumn Allport. She's got seven.
She's pretty good.
And those are some of the girls that we talked about that we were watching in the pregame, just watching them warm up. Look very good. As Presley Reese out front and gets that ball swiped away. That ball up to Ava Combs. Combs goes on the right side and will retreat out around the arc. Is on the inside. Back to Allport. And that ball is taken away by the Tigers. Here comes McKinley Riker and will give it to younger sister Tatum. Team out front, 6:27 to go till half, and that's picked off by Legacy. Going to the basket here is Allie Graves. Her shot rolls in and out off the glass, and Jackson will pull down the board. And that ball tipped away. It's going to be Jackson Center basketball on the sidelines.
It hit Reese last.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, but the referee didn't defend, all saw it, but the referee didn't.
And right here, great crowd here today. Tigers trying to get it in, and that's going to call a push off on Presley Reese.
Good call.
And it's the physicality. His Legacy team is very physical and is really going to challenge you. And, man, I see those Laramie girls sitting behind, and we know physicality that we'll see from them in the next game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach Carlos Siegel, I'm going to take it in because there's a chance that you could see these guys down the line. So we got a substitution. It's Hayden Benzman in the lineup.
I used to take my kids with me when we go scout. I love for them to see a team play. I mean, for me to sit and talk to them in a room for what I saw is not the same as them seeing it.
6 minutes to go to half here, 12-10. Legacy Christian ahead of Jackson Center, controlling the basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. Another three-pointer, and that's good. Maisie Kinnison, who come off the bench, hits that one and bombs away again. The third three-pointer here for Legacy. And we got a near turnover there, but it'll be tipped out, and it'll be Tiger basketball right in front of us here.
No, this official was out of position, and the one down there couldn't see that far because that was nobody touched that ball.
That's what I thought.
Should be Legacy ball, but Jackson needs it.
Tatum Riker out front. Riker goes behind the back, crosses the timeline. Looking to go to the right side. Riker gets double team. We'll give it up over to Hayden Benzman. Top of the key, Presley Reese back to McKinley Riker. Riker with seven in the contest. Presley Reese from the top of the key.
There you go.
Trying to keep the Tigers in this ballgame. She's hit a pair of triples in the second quarter, and Jackson Center cuts the deficit to two. 15-13, Jackson Center hanging around here with Legacy Christian. Solomon with it, thought about a three. He'll kick it back over on the right side to Kinnison, who just hit one back on the last possession. And we got 3 seconds in the lane. It's going to go against Anna Sweeney.
That's probably the second one of those I've seen all year.
I saw a couple called, I think, in a January game, and I saw about three of them called in the span of a week. I don't think I've seen one called since, but
it's a lost art.
It is. Reese controls it here in backcourt. They spin around the defense. This thing, the Tigers have a variety of ball handlers. They bring it up, whether it's Reese or the two Rikers.
They do.
That bring it up the floor. That's Benzman with it in the corner. Trying to get it to Tatum Riker. Riker cuts, stops in the lane, has her shot blocked by Legacy. Here comes Allie Solomon in the forecourt. Left wing. Looks to kick it in the corner. It's Combs. Combs takes a deep two. Too much on that one. And Hayden Benzman pulls down the boards. And she's immediately harassed and gives it up over to Lichtenberg. Well, nearly taken away. Tigers got a little break here. Reichert to Reese. She's going to let it fly again. Too much on that one. Weak side rebound. McKinley Reichert. She goes up. And McKinley Reichert will go to the line for two free throws.
The way Legacy is, they are overplaying and jumping every pass. You should be able to go backdoor on them and shoot layups.
Riker at the line for two. 4:12 to go until halftime. A two-point lead for Legacy. Legacy, the home team, wearing their home white uniforms. Jackson Center in their road black. And McKinley, Riker nails a free throw there. And a substitution back in. Allie Graves is going to come back in the lineup for Legacy. Riker at the line. She's 3-3 from the line here tonight. Got a chance to tie it back up. And Riker now 4-for-4. McKinley's got 9. Legacy out top. Gets it on the inside. Goes right side. Here. Shot from Combs for 3 is no good. It's tipped off McKinley Riker and will stay with Legacy Christian.
Yeah, good call.
Got a stack formation here on the left side of the key here for Legacy. Wild shot and a foul. She was shrugging her shoulders at the official, and Allie Grace will go to the line. Grace is here from the line, 66%. Legacy, not the greatest shooting free throw team, only 58.3% from the line as a team. But really, the players that average more points a game as they miss the front end here. You know, Solomon's at 61%, Combs at 69%, Graves at 66%, Autumn Allport only at 32%, Sweeney at 68%, so kind of all over. And second free throw is good there by Graves. And Liz Dry comes back in the lineup. Looks like we're going to see about 7 deep here from Legacy. Preston Reese with it. A 16-15 lead for the Knights in the district final here at Tecumseh. First of 2. Nightcap will be Fort Laramie versus Middletown Christian with district ceremonies in between. Reichert out front gives it up over to Presley Reese. Reese goes over, looks to go to the right side to Hayden Benson. We'll give it back to D. Lichtenberg. Loses it momentarily out front. We'll give it to McKinley Reichert. Reichert looking to go to the basket. He's sitting out there dribbling. Gives it up over to Presley Reese. Back left side, Tatum Reichert. Reichert looking to go on the inside. Reese with another 3 attempt off the front of the iron. No good. Reese has hit a pair of triples, but has missed 2 since, making those 2 to start the second quarter.
Yeah, she was right on the rim with both of them, just a little short.
Now the game has kind of slowed down in its pace. You can see the physicality is really present in the first quarter. Still physical, but it's kind of not been as physical this quarter.
Well, I think some of their adrenaline has calmed down. Now they're playing more basketball.
Right side 3, not even going to hit iron there. The rebound goes back down to Legacy. That 3 is attempted by Kinnison. Jump shot short again, and it's going to be Jackson Center basketball. And 2 shot attempts by Legacy. Doesn't even sniff the rim.
Those are hard to rebound. You're not expecting the ball to come straight down without hitting anything.
Kenny Reichert, the inbounder here, off the full court pressure. 16-15, Legacy Christian ahead of Jackson Center. Reese goes out front to Tatum Reichert. Reichert trying to throw up a shot here, and her shot's no good. It's tracked down there by Allie Graves. Comes Graves across the timeline, kicks it in the corner, back to Autumn Allport. She'll fire a 3, and she hit that one right in front of us. Her second 3-pointer of the game, and a 4-point lead for Legacy.
Hard to believe she shoots 32% from the line.
But then can stroke it from out there like that. Here's quickly Tatum Reichert up ahead, in and out. Tough break for the Tigers. We got a tie-up. Arrow favors Legacy. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been 1 or 2 or 3 of the valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio, Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. Again, that's 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Shot no good here by Legacy, and we got a foul going against the Tigers here, and Kendall Reese will return and sub back in.
Legacy just launching threes, but they're getting a lot of the rebounds because they're not putting a body on anybody out of the zone, so people have a free reign to run to the rebounds.
Down here to the Tigers, they trail by four. Minute 18 to go to the half here on scoresbroadcast.com. In district final, the right to play in the regional here. Reese going to fire another three, and she's missed three in a row after opening the quarter, hitting two of them. Let's see what Legacy does here with a minute to go to half. Around the arc. Put it on the inside, and that's swiped away by the Tigers. Kendall Reese has got it. Over to McKinley Riker calling out the instructions here. 40 seconds. Big bucket here for the Tigers. Let's see how long of a possession they try to run. They look to get it originally to McKinley on the block, kicked in the corner. Hayden Benzman, she's not afraid to let it fly. Huge bucket for Hayden Benzman. And she can shoot it well. She was in that starting role when McKinley was out. Huge bucket there for the Tigers. And what felt as like a physically controlled game by Legacy, you know, like I said, physicality-wise, it's a one-point lead for them with 14 seconds to go in the half. Up front. Here comes Legacy Christian on the inside trying to attract a foul. Good defense by Reichert. Here comes Reese launching up a half quarter. That comes nowhere close. We played one half of basketball, and Legacy Christian clings to a one-point lead over Jackson Center 19-18. We'll step aside and come back with our halftime report here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Bodkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com here at halftime, your Tecumseh High School District final action between Legacy Christian Academy and Jackson Center. Legacy Christian clinging to a 19-18 lead. Let's take a look at some of the first half numbers here, Chuck.
Okay, well, looking at rebounding advantage, Lego, it's actually pretty close, 12-11 Legacy. They have a 5-2 rebounding advantage on the offensive boards. 8 turnovers by Jackson Center, 7 by Legacy. Probably the first 5 possessions that Jackson had, they turned it in the game. They've cut it down since then. They're playing much better. 5 of 5 from the free throw line for the Tigers. McKinley Reichert. He has all 5 free throws. On the other side, they're 1 of 2 individual scoring. Autumn Allport, 5'10 sophomore, has 10. They got 4 from Allie Graves and 2 from Ava Combs. They scored 10 and 9, 19 for the first half. Jackson Center, McKinley Reichert with 9, Presley Reese with 6. Hayden Bensman with that big 3 from the corner that cut it to 1 before the half. Then they scored 7 and 11. They trail it 19-18 at the half.
And our halftime report here brought to you by our sponsors at Schnipple Construction and Borchers Floor Center. We'll step aside here and come back with more here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We
welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and the Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Back here at Tecumseh High School here on Scores Broadcast. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. Again, our halftime report brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center and Schnipple Construction. And Legacy's controlled the game here, Chuck, here at Tecumseh High School really the whole time, but Jackson Center able to stay within striking range is the big thing, and stay within striking distance.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the key. They've fallen behind, they've come back, they've fallen behind, they've come back. It would be nice here to start the half where they take a lead and kind of push it from there, but you can't keep coming back.
Oh, and, you know, obviously you have one of two games here going on here today. Laramie Girls playing after. Of course, you have more tournament coverage coming your way. Coverage on Monday at 5:20, the D2 sectional. Sydney will take on versus Miamisburg. And on Tuesday at 5:20, Fort Laramie boys taking on Emmanuel Christian. Two girls D7 regionals on Wednesday starting at 5:20 p.m. And one of those could possibly be these Jackson Center Tigers if they can come back this second half and defeat Legacy. But as we start this second half, the Tigers turn the ball over. So 19-18, as Fort Laramie patiently awaiting the play. Middletown Christian will be on the air soon after game ends with some activities in between for the district title. Left wing three-year for Legacy, and there's a foul that's going to go against the Tigers. That's Presley Reese on that foul. It's a second for her. Nobody in really any foul trouble yet on either side for how physical of a ball game this has been.
It's been a well-called game. I think they've called what they need to call, and they're letting them play.
Out up front, it's Allie Graves. Graves will kick it to the right side. Gets on the inside. It's tipped out by McKinley Riker, as it'll stay here with Legacy.
She almost got tased.
Yeah, she ran right in the sheriff. Sideline out of bounds here on Mallport. Kick it sideline out of bounds. Kick it in over to Allie Graves. Caught a set here. Goes out to Ava Combs, top of the key. Back to Autumn Allport, who hit a pair of threes in that first half. Back out to Graves, kicks it on the inside. Three-pointer from the corner is off the mark there by Combs as Reichert pulls down the board, tosses a pass wide up ahead, and like an unsuspecting defensive back, hits off of Autumn Allport.
That was the only kind of pass I ever knocked down, was the one that might have hit me in the head.
Maybe hit her in the head and say, hey, maybe you'll stop making some shots. Reese has it out front, gives it up over to Reichert. Jackson Center looking for their first district title in 8 years. Nice back cut by Tatum Reichert, but sitting on that pass was Allie Solomon. You talked about some doing some back cuts in the first half, but right there, Legacy just sitting on that and waiting.
Well, if you're going to run a back cut, you can't have the one person tell the other person to do it because the defense can hear too.
Off front, left side, Allie Solomon. No score yet here in the third quarter as Legacy leads by one. Brandon Coverman, Chuck McPhee giving you the action here. District final at Tecumseh High School. Solomon out front, but she shuffled the feet, and it's going to go the way of the Jackson Center Tigers.
Yeah, they think she did that the last time she touched it. In the same possession, they decided to call it the second time.
Still Legacy, still pressuring out front. Ball into Tatum Reichert. They're going to call a foul against.
Offensive.
They're going to call offensive against Tatum Reichert. They're going to call maybe one of those hook fouls right there against her. That's the second time that's been called on Jackson Center.
Can't extend that arm just to get a defender off of you. I know it's frustrating to be guarded that closely, but you've got to use your body and turn and use your elbows.
Let's see out front, left side. Surprise there that Combs did not try to pop the three there.
That was the most open anybody's been.
Now Solomon right side, and they're going to call a foul on Presley Reese.
That's her third. That was not a good call, I don't think.
We said there had really been no foul trouble. Now we got Reese with three of them.
Yeah.
As we still got 6:01 to go in the third, already three team fouls against the Tigers. As I see Hayden Bensman come off the bench, presumably for Presley. This next possession, Bensman hit a big three to cut the deficit to one. Solomon, speaking of threes, bombs away, nails one, cans one from the top of the key. Allie Solomon, the lead scorer, held scoreless in the first half.
Yep.
And she gets on the board here in the third quarter. And the ball tipped out of bounds here. We'll stay on the sideline here as Hayden Bensman will come in for Presley Reese. Tatum gets it in backcourt. Probably have more ball handling responsibilities now with Presley in a little bit of foul trouble. Tatum on the inside. She's yet to score tonight. Getting harassed, and there's a hold call. Called against Legacy Christian. And call against Allie Solomon. And Allie Solomon, her second. She's pleading her case. And you see, every time with these Legacy players, every time there's a foul, they turn around and ask what they did.
Well, she grabbed her by the wrist.
Yeah. Kendall Reese trying to get it on the inside. Not a good post-entry pass there.
Not even close.
Taken away. Here comes Solomon in the forecourt. Up at the top of the key. Bombs away again. Shot no good. But the weak side rebound goes down to Legacy. Solomon out front. Gives it over to Allie Graves. Graves up top to the right side. In the corner. Another three-pointer for Legacy. It's off the mark. Rebound goes down to Tatum Reichert. Tatum in the backcourt. Gets up over to Kendall Reese in the corner to Dee Lichtenberg. Lichtenberg back out to Tatum Reichert. Tatum going to try to take it to the rack. The freshman blocked there by Ava Combs. And here comes Allie Solomon with the basketball. She stops at the top of the key momentarily to the right wing. Back out top to Allie Graves on the inside in the corner. Back to Solomon. Hey! Solomon, right side, 4:10 to go in the quarter, 22-18. Legacy Christian ahead. They've led this whole time. Three-pointer at the top of the key is off the mark there by Allie Graves, and McKinley Reichert pulls it down. Here comes Reichert, full head of steam. You know where she's going, right to the rack, trying to attract some contact, and it's going to be Legacy basketball.
Well, Jackson hadn't scored yet.
No, haven't scored yet at all. We got a timeout here by Coach Tiffany Brown. We'll take it with him. 3:54 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Center trailing 22-18 over Legacy Christian. You're listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. A 22-18 edge for the Legacy Christian Academy Knights over Jackson Center. And much like the first quarter, there is no offense for Jackson Center here. We got a foul on the floor here. There was a bucket, but the foul was called before they went up for the shot. So good call by the female official there.
Yeah. Yeah, this is how Jackson started the game. They went the first, like, 3 minutes of the game not scoring, and now here in the third quarter they've started the same way.
Oh, and the inside to Combs, shot on the left block. No good. It's going to be Jackson Center basketball.
Okay. It was at the other end of the floor, so I'll give him a break, but it sure did look like Jackson hand hit it.
Ball inbounded up to McKinley Reichert. Reichert being pressured in backcourt. Here comes a run and jump by Legacy right at the timeline. He'll kick it out up over to Hayden Benzman. Jackson Center all out of sorts, and the Knights swipe it away. Solomon, left side. Over on top of the key here. Back up over to Allie Graves.
Good defensive switch by Legacy. Jackson was not ready for that jump and run.
Right out that timeout. Good adjustment there by Mark Combs. Inside, here comes Allport. Allport turns around and banks it off the glass.
Yeah, the backcourt got in the way or that would have gone out over the wall.
And we got a jump ball in backcourt, and it's going to be a turnover. It'll go right back to the Knights.
Starting to slide a little bit for the Tigers.
And now I think they're going to have to make the substitution as they bring Preston Reese back in. She's been on the bench with three fouls for the last couple minutes. They need her back in.
Right.
They need some sort of offense despite the three fouls, and there's a turnover by Legacy on the inbound play as Preston Reese will return. So full court pressure being applied here by Legacy Christian. Over here, McKinley Reichert. Now at the top. Put over to Kendall Reese. Reese back to Hayden Benzman. Benzman will lose it. And it's going to be Legacy basketball.
Dribbled it off her foot.
And the team's exchanging turnovers here. And we got a full timeout here by Coach Mark Coons. We'll step aside, 2:32 to go in the third quarter. Legacy Christian leading Jackson Center 24-18 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running or order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
We're back here on scoresbroadcast.com, and 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. It's a 24-18 advantage for the Legacy Christian Knights. Jackson Center still scoreless, but they bring back in Presley Reese here to try to get some offensive firepower. Ball kicked in the corner. Three-pointer in and out. Knights get the offensive board going up again as Allport high off the glass, and Reichert pulls down the board. Reichert quickly outlets it to D. Lichtenberg. Lichtenberg looking back for McKinley Reichert. Back to Tatum Reichert. Left side, Reese gives a pass fake back to Tatum Reichert. She gives a shot fake in the corner to Hayden Bensman. Bensman back to Reichert. Or sorry, to Reese to McKinley Reichert. Reichert had those 7 points early in the first quarter. It's been kind of quiet offensively since. Reichert foul line extended. Nice pass on the inside to Reese. Those are two girls that have played together for a while. Nice shot by Chris Reese. First points of the third quarter.
That's how you do the back door. You give them a nod. You don't yell, hey, back door.
With a minute 40 here in the third quarter, Jackson Center finally gets on the board. 24-20. Our score here. Clemson Knights are going to fire yet another three. The volume's been high. The connection, not so much. Ball tipped out of bounds here. 24-20. Legacy ahead of Jackson Center. Our first of two district finals here today. I bet you didn't know that the village of Arushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana and Michigan in the Midwestern United States. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoding, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools for free. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main Street for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. You can also contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is pleased to participate in the coverage of high school sports on sportsbroadcast.com. And just kind of describe that melee right there, Chuck.
Well, Jackson threw the ball in. It rolled all the way into the backcourt, and there was a scrum for it. And one of the Jackson girls kind of undercut the Legacy girl, but they ended up a held ball and Jackson ball.
Kinley out top gives up to Bensman. She's going to fire another triple from the corner. In and out. Tough break for the Tigers. Looking huge if they could get 6 points out of a girl like Hayden Bensman.
That would have cut this thing to one. 4 points feels like a semi-decent lead in this game for some reason.
We talked about that in the pregame, how an 8-point run could make it feel like a 15-point lead. Arrow favors Legacy going into the fourth quarter, barring a jump ball. And 27 seconds left. Looks like Legacy discontent holding for the last shot. Jackson's not going to show any pressure of any sort here.
Well, I think they're going to pick him up man here. They got out of the zone.
Solomon on the inside. Nice pass, but it's blocked by McKinley Riker. Jackson Center's got some time to do some stuff here, but it's taken away. Allport off the glass, tipping around and in. Autumn Allport with another bucket here, topping her 8-point average. She's in double figures. Long shot by Tatum. Riker at the horn is short, and a 26-20 edge for Legacy Christian over Jackson Center heading into the fourth quarter. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, we're back here on scoresbroadcast.com, beginning of the fourth quarter of action here between Jackson Center and Legacy Christian. 26-20, the edge for Legacy Christian. The winner of this game will get the opportunity to play Mississinewa or Rushi, who plays at 4 o'clock tonight at Sydney High School in a district final. A game at 7:30 at Vandalia Butler. Like we said, that tentatively might get moved around depending on outcomes of some boys' games. So we've got a lot of action for you, tournament action here on Scores Broadcast. On top of the key, here comes Solomon, left wing. She's going to fire a three, and that's good. And you just feel the momentum starting to tip in the favor of Legacy.
Well, she's been so silent tonight. Now she's got there. That's her second three here in the second half.
Riker to the sideline. Go out front. And there's a push foul that's going to go against Legacy on the sideline.
It's time. Scary time now for Jackson Center. If they don't come down, they need to score on this possession.
9-point lead, and like we talked about in the pregame, Chuck, they said that a 9-point lead could feel like 15, and it does in a game, because this is the scoring we expected. We expected a in the 20s or low to mid-30s type game. Comes the cut by Reichert. She might have got away with a walk. Shots in and out. Lichtenberg crashes hard to the floor, and the rebound goes down to Legacy. Ali Solomon on the left side. On the right side, goes back out to Allie Graves, and you're really seeing Legacy slow it down here. Aiden Bensman off the bench.
Yeah, they need her scoring. They need her to set up in the corner and shoot that three. That's the only way they're going to get back in this game.
Knights out front, Knights out of the Metro Buckeye Conference. 21-2 on the season. So champions of that Metro Buckeye. They lost this season to Minster by one and Hamilton Baden out of the Greater Catholic League.
That's two pretty solid losses.
Two pretty solid losses indeed. And they did come up and play at that Versailles Classic early on about a month ago on Martin Luther King Day. Come to the Knights, have it baseline, and there's a kick ball against Jackson. And Legacy has milked about 40 seconds off clock here.
They have no real reason to score.
And Hayden Benzman going to come in for D. Lichtenberg now. And trying to, like you said, trade that defense and gamble a little more maybe on defense for hopefully the shooting ability of Hayden Benzman. Quick trigger three in the corners off the mark there by Allport. And it's going to go down to McKinley Reichert for the rebound. Reichert out to the left side to Hayden Bensman. In the corner, Tatum Reichert. Reichert back out to Hayden Bensman. Bensman looking to drive and loses the basketball. And it's going to be Legacy basketball. It's good straight-up defense there by Legacy there.
Yeah, she just threw it out of bounds.
In the backcourt, here comes Legacy. Here comes Ali Solomon across the timeline. Legacy weaving in and out. to the top of the key here. In the corner, post-entry pass. Solomon trying to go against Riker, and she's fouled on her way up. I think, see if it's on the floor here, see if they call it shooting. I don't think so.
They're calling out of bounds.
A foul going to go against Hayden Benzman, her second team first. We got a timeout here by Coach Tiffany Brown. We'll take it with them. 5:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. Legacy Christian leads Jackson Center 29-20. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Buckins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
And back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. We got a foul out front on Presley Reese, and that's her fourth foul now as D. Lichtenberg's going to come in. And interested to see them take Presley out, being down nine with 5 minutes to go, maybe a quick minute of rest or so.
Well, with four fouls, that was a silly foul. I mean, she just leaned into her.
Front. Legacy leads by nine under 5 minutes to go. A little confusion on the Jackson Center side. They'll kick it out to Solomon for three, in and out. And race to the corner. It's going to be Tiger basketball. As Presley Reese, like you said, brief rest indeed. She's back in the lineup for D. Lichtenberg.
Yeah, hopefully they're going to do an offense defense with her to try to keep her getting that fifth foul.
Here comes Kendall Reese. Kendall Reese yet to score yet tonight either. Here comes the long run and jump by Legacy. Tatum Riker tried to get into Benzman. It was tipped by Solomon, and she'll swipe it away. It's a good cut by Benzman, but Solomon just got the hand in there. And here comes Legacy. Loses the basketball momentarily in the corner, trying to get out the corner, and it's taken away by the Tigers. Taken away by McKinley Riker. Here comes Tatum Riker. Back up to Hayden Benzman. Here's the 18-footer, and she's got it. Hayden Benzman with a big 5 points off the bench tonight for Jackson Center. That's the deficit to seven.
That was only their fourth point of the half.
Yes, the offense has been hard to come by here for the Tigers, particularly that second quarter. The end of the first quarter and the second quarter was really good for them. The Tigers scored 11 points in the second quarter. Shot no good. Nice rebound by Kendall Reeves. Reeves playing nosebleed with that brace on her left hand. Or left knee, I should say. She tore her ACL earlier in the summer. Benzman on the right side. Right in front of us here goes to Tatum Riker. Three-pointer for Tatum, in and out. She's still scoreless yet today.
That looked good. Released her.
Did not get the friendly bounce here in this district final. Comes the pressure. Out on the elbow. Here comes the Knights. Back out. It goes out to Ava Combs. On the inside, and there's going to be a kickball called on Kendall Reese. You'll see that trade, like you talked about earlier, Chuck, the offense and defense switch. Nope, they're going to take out Hayden Benzman.
Oh, okay.
That surprised me there a little bit. I figured they would take out Reese. Benzman's hit some shots for him, and that's what they need.
Yeah, I don't disagree. That was a strange substitution.
Out front, Lichtenberg trying to provide pressure. Who they going to call the foul on here? Lichtenberg? And I think it is.
Got a break because Reese had a hand in there, too.
Now now. Benson will come out, and now you'll see the trade of Reese coming out. Just kind of smiling, like, I know I might have done something there. But Lichtenberg, her first foul. Three team fouls on the Tigers. We got 3:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. 29-22. Jackson Center trails. Ball in the corner. Legacy just playing a little keep away here. Working around the arc. Solomon trying to get on the inside. It's tipped away. Race to the basketball. Hayden Bentzman will tip it out of bounds to the Legacy basketball. And Coach Tiffany Brown asking for a foul.
There was some contact.
See Kendall Reese come out. Presley Reese back in the lineup. And we got a timeout here by Coach by Jackson Center. We'll keep it here. We'd like to remind you that A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 additional businesses across Ohio, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet is pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook, 937-295-3093. Again, that's 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. 2:43 to go and a 7-point hole for the Tigers to try to climb out of, a big ask, with them only scoring 22 points.
Well, you scored 4 points in the second half. It's going to be hard for them to get eight here.
Here comes Allie Solomon. Solomon up ahead. Legacy's got a fast break, and they score there. And the hole gets a little deeper here as that's Anna Sweeney with the bucket. Here comes Presley Reese, left side, foul line extended, will pull up, her shot's too much, McKinley Reichert going up, blocked by Solomon, out to Bensman for three, desperation time right now for the Tigers, and McKinley Reichert will foul in backcourt.
Reichert's correct, she got fouled on going up for that shot. I think the referees at 2:13 have kind of quit a little bit.
Here comes Solomon, entering it in. Here comes Ava Combs. Combs trying to get it up ahead. Here comes the Jackson Center pressure. Ball worked in the middle. Nice working around. Solomon left wing. She'll kick it to the short corner. Seems like Legacy has really cut out any scoring.
Yeah, they're looking for this.
Right under the bucket, and that's Autumn Allport, who has really led this team, and the lead grows to 11. Here, Allport's been fantastic for Legacy.
Got half their, basically half their points, 16 of the 33.
Reichert, desperation three, but she has no other choice. Looked good, but just pops out. Jackson's had some tough breaks of balls that have just not fell for them. And Reese will return.
It's been an offensive struggle. Reichert had a really good first quarter, and she hasn't done anything since.
We got a timeout here by Mark Combs. We'll take it with him. 1:36 to go here in the fourth quarter. Our score, Legacy 33, Jackson Center 22 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
And coming back here out of the timeout, Presley Reese banks in a three-pointer to cut this deficit to eight. Like we said, desperation time now indeed for the Jackson Center Tigers. We got a scrum on the floor, a jump ball, and Jackson Center will get possession here.
I've seen stranger things happen.
Hey, never know. Now, four seniors on the floor right now for Jackson Center. This experienced team trying to fight back. Ball in the backcourt, goes back out to Preston Reese. She's going to fire again. Off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Lichtenberg. Rebound in the corner to McKinley Riker. She drives to the basket, and there's a block foul that's going to go against Legacy Christian.
That's only two teams, so it's out of bounds.
106 to go, 33-25. Legacy Christian ahead of Jackson Center here in this first of two district finals. Here it comes to high school, and there's a tip. There's blocked there by Allport. And now you're going to have to see Jackson Center really get desperate and start fouling. You're going to have to see Tatum Reichert foul out front there, and that's the 15 foul. Now Legacy with a chance to ice this at the free throw line. Like we said, they're not a great free throw shooting team. Yes, Solomon at the line, though. So they'll shoot 61%. Sorry, excuse me, that's not Solomon.
That gets Graves, isn't it?
It's Graves, yep.
I can't see that far. There you go.
Graves, 31%. Or sorry, 66%. I was looking at our three. 66% from the line. Like we said, they only shoot 58% as a team. And a chance for Jackson Center. Both missed by Legacy. Here comes Presley Reese. Up ahead quickly. Up to D. Lichtenberg. Under the basket. Through it. Hits off the basket. We got a foul against Legacy. That was just a wild shot by Lichtenberg. Wasn't ready.
Great hustle by Reichert to come out and grab that rebound.
But Reichert will go to the line. Here on the Scores Broadcast, again, our first of two games here. The Fort Laramie girls taking on Middletown Christian after this ball game is over. And a district final matchup here. Like we said, the winner of this game will go to the regional semifinal at Butler at 7:30 next Wednesday night, which will be on coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com. And McKinley Riker goes empty from the line. And we got a lane violation, I think, here on Legacy. We can get one more. No, she was at the top.
She stepped inside before she released the ball. You can't do that.
So Riker gets a chance to redo here. And she connects. McKinley, that's her first point of the second half. And we got a quick foul here. It's Legacy. I'm going to have to try to ice it again. Allie Graves will go to the line, who just missed two earlier.
Yeah, Graves 1-for-4 from the line for the game so far.
Graves swishes the first one, pushes the advantage back out to 8. And Graves splits from the line. It goes around, back down to Legacy Christian. You got a chance to burn some more clock here, but they get it on the inside. Surprised they didn't go up with that. They kick it back out. Allport was all alone down on the block. And now just wasting time, and Jackson Center's got a foul, and McKinley Reichert won't foul, and they keep burning time, and now Tatum Reichert's foul. Going to get called here and stop the clock with 21.6 seconds left.
Yeah, at this point, there's no reason to foul.
Well, looks like Legacy will clinch their ticket to the regional semifinals next Thursday at Vandalia Butler High School. Next Wednesday, I should say, as Solomon drains the three. She's only got 7 points now. She's her lead scorer at 13.8 a contest. And Solomon connects on both. 10-point lead now for Legacy. With 20 seconds to go, here comes Reese. Reese looking to get on the inside. It's swiped away by Legacy, and that'll do it. Legacy Christian will be district champions and head to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center with a 36-26 victory over the Jackson Center Tigers. A dominant second half performance by Coach Mark Combs' squad. They are district champions here over Jackson Center. We'll step aside and come back with our post-game report here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. On your phone or computer, as we are here at Tecumseh High School, our first of two games just wrapped up. Legacy Christian winning 36-26, and let's take a look at some of our final numbers here.
Okay, that's Jackson had a 24-22 rebounding advantage, but they got beat 9-4 on the offensive boards. They turned it over 18 times, 10 times in the second half, way too many. Legacy Christian turned it 12 or 11 for the game. 4 of 8 from the free throw line for Legacy. 6 of 7 for Jackson Center. All by McKinley Riker. Nobody else went to the line. Individual scoring, they were led by sophomore Autumn Allport with 16 points. She had a terrific game. Allie Solomon, who we talked about, leading scorer. She didn't get her average, but she did score 8 in the second half. So she had a good second half. 5 points for Allie Graves and 2 each for Ava Combs and Anna Sweeney. They scored 36 for the game. My players of the game for Legacy Christian are going to be Ollie Solomon and Autumn Allport.
Again, our players of the game brought to you by Clancy's, our Clancy star of the game. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's as we see the Jackson Center Tigers getting their district runner-up medals here. They graduate a very veteran squad as they'll finish the campaign 10-14 on the season. They'll graduate seniors Presley Reese, McKinley Reichert, Kendall Reese, Dee Lichtenberg and Zoe Pohlschneider. So a lot of seniors graduating off this team here, but some players coming back. Hayden Benson will be back. We had a nice game today. Tatum Riker didn't have her best game today. She played hot in the early part of the tournament. Didn't even score today, but she'll be back as a sophomore here for this program, trying to continue to build, but they are district runner-ups this year.
They are, and if you're looking on the other side, Presley Reese led them with 11. Reichert had 10. She had 9 at halftime. And then Benzman, you talked about, she had a 3 and a 2. She scored 5. Only 3 of the girls scored. My player of the game on the other side for Jackson Center is going to be Presley Reese.
And of course, like I said, our player of the game brought to you by Clancy's. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. We'll come back here after a word from our sponsors to wrap things up here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well-respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com. District final wrapped up. The Legacy Christian Academy Knights receiving their district championship trophy as they're getting ready to cut the nets down. They win 36 26 over the Jackson Center Tigers here. Well, if you're dreaming of owning a home here in Ohio with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is a lot closer than you think. Save money at an incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. So Legacy Christian will advance in out of the Southwest 3 district here and move on to a regional semifinal at Butler High School at 7:30. We'll most likely have that game here for you on scoresbroadcast.com. They'll take on the winner of another district final happening at Sydney High School between Mississinewa and Rushi. That's set for tip-off at 4 o'clock. And, of course, the other side of that regional bracket. One side already fulfilled, Delaware Christian, going on to the regional semifinals after defeating Columbus Wellington. Their opponent will be determined here after this game, that either being Middletown Christian or Fort Laramie, which is our second game here.
Yeah, I mean, Legacy will be a challenge for somebody, but they shoot the three ball a lot. They play pretty good defense. I think that's their strength. You know, they will be a tough out.
Yeah, and they play with a lot of physicality today, too. I mean, that physicality, you know, is very reminiscent to what you see from a Laramie-type team.
We were thinking seriously that the physicality factor was going to go in Jackson's favor, and it did not.
No, it did not at all. But a 36-26 win for Legacy. They're on to the regional tournament. Again, Jackson Center falling, graduating a handful of 5 seniors here off this team. They finished 10-14 on the season. Legacy advances to 22-2 on with their district title. We're going to step aside. We'll come back with our second game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, thanks for listening. For Chuck McVie, I'm Brandon Coverman. Hope you join us for our second game here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. 4 locations. 1 solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Laramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and and air conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.